What does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly before the Lord. Sounds easy? Really simple? Something that a child could understand. And that's what we're called to do. We have an opportunity to do that. I just want to begin our time in prayer, and I want to introduce you to somebody that I know and hear an amazing story. Father, I thank you for the heart of compassion that you have. I thank you that you gave us Jesus. He was an amazing example on this earth. He loved people. He just interacted with people that were not from where he came from. He crossed cultural lines. He crossed gender lines. And he gave us hope. He addressed people physically. He provided for them food. I think of how he just made something out of nothing, fed 5,000 people, and then he gave living water to a woman that no one would want to even talk to. You were very, very helpful when you sent us Jesus. Help us to follow your example, to be Christ-like, and be able to just share hope and help people in just all that you want us to do, that we would really step up to that. And we pray these things in the Father's name, in the Son's name, in the Holy Spirit. Real quick, I want to give you an announcement. We are collecting Christmas boxes, and I wondered if Abby Jo is out there. Is she here? Abby, you got to stand up. Okay. she didn't know this was coming. But Abby Jo emailed me, and I sent the email on to Volunteer Services because Abby went to the Philippines this summer. And when it talks about making things, or I should say people, your own, when you meet people, the story becomes very clear. And Abby, when you heard about the Philippines and what's going on, is that like totally different than if you wouldn't have experienced? You gave these boxes to adorable children. I saw your pictures. And that was just a great opportunity. She did a short-term mission trip. And that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about our immersion spring break trips today. But Abby did one in the summer, and we have an opportunity. The Philippines, if, you know, we've seen so much, we've heard so much, we're praying dearly for those people. And I know these boxes went to them last year. And so if you want to, this is the week we're collecting them. So they're always at the end of the stage or at the Keppel House. You can drop them off at Suds or the Keppel House. So feel free to be a part of that if you would like. This is a fun day for me because I get to talk about the immersion trips. There is a lot of trips that you can be a part of. And I brought up somebody that can really speak to that more than I can because he went on an immersion trip last year, and you're going to hear his story. I want to tell you about Joey first. This is Joey Helder. A lot of people know Joey. Yep. An amazing person. He was one of the first students that I met this fall. I was invited by students, and that's what I love about working here at Hope College. You know, Abby, the shoeboxes, we had done those before, haven't for the last couple years, and she brought it to our attention. That was kind of neat to run with something that you guys bring to us as students. And then this opportunity that I was able to meet Joey, it was a prayer walk. And as a chaplain, we didn't plan it. It was student-led. And there were several leaders from different organizations, right? Mm-hmm. Different student-led organizations. And we prayed for you guys before you came. It was really cool. We walked around the campus. And for me, that was one of my first things that I did. And I felt like a freshman because I didn't know anybody in my group. And I just didn't know how that would all go. And as we walked around, you get to know each other. When you hear somebody pray, you really hear their heart. And there was a gentleman that we crossed paths. It didn't look like somebody from Hope College. And one of the gals, Jenny, said, "Hey, let's pray for this guy." So Jenny said, "Can we pray for you?" And prayed. Do you remember that experience?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
It was such a neat experience, you guys, because afterwards, this man just wept. A grown, tall man wept and said, "No one has ever stopped and prayed with me." You know, just out and about, because I found out he did live at the mission, and Joey, as we're walking back, he said, yeah, that guy lived at the mission. And I'm thinking, how do you know he lives at the mission? And that's going to be part of the story that Joey will tell. But that really intrigued me. It's like, I really want to get to know this guy. Mm-hmm. So one of the things, as I was getting to know Joey's, I did find out he went on an immersion trip.
Yep.
And I want you to tell them what trip you went on, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah. All right. So last year, I had the opportunity to go on an immersion trip to Newark, New Jersey. And just a little something about Newark for all you guys. In 2010, a census found that 1/3 of the city's inhabitants lives below the poverty line. So that means the city is dealing with like a lot of urban homelessness and other problems that go along with like oppressed populations. But so we got the opportunity to work with a church called North Reformed in the downtown area of the city. And what they do, what separates them from other churches around there, is they're also a soup kitchen. And not only that, they also encourage people who are coming to eat at the church to just stay and hang out for a couple hours after their meal, just to create intentional community, because the pastor there, Pastor Randy, really believes that's important for creating believers. So while we were there, we had the opportunity to like help out in the kitchen, but he also understood that since we're only short-term missions, we can't make that big of a difference just helping out in the kitchen for a week. So he really wanted us to just focus on creating relationships with the people who were coming to eat there. So while we were doing that, we were actually practicing the first two steps of evangelism, which are just like being with people and also just loving others. So yeah, it was really powerful.
Good principles.
Yeah.
So you came, so it was a week, sounds like an amazing week.
Mm-hmm.
And then you came back.
Yeah.
What did you bring back with you?
Yeah, exactly. So right off the bat, just from spending time in an environment like Newark where there's just so much need, like these people have a lot of needs in their life. There's so much need, yet there's also so many stories of redemption and awesome things that like Jesus is doing for these people's lives. So just from spending time in an environment like that, it was like I was like watching the gospel happen like right in front of me. So when I came back to Hope, it was like I had a renewed heart for social justice, and like I actually understood the importance of like loving others the same way that Christ loves us. So I really wanted to focus just on serving somewhere. And that's when I started volunteering at the Rock Urban Youth Ministry down on 9th and River. And they're just an after-school program, just like CASA, where we hang out with elementary, middle schoolers, tutor them, then we also eat with them. And from volunteering there, they offered me a summer job position. And while I was working there, like, hey, we can house you at the men's mission for free. And I was like, sign me up. Yeah, it was a really awesome opportunity.
When you were telling me that story, you said, yeah, my mom and I, she's like driving up and we pull up in front of the mission. Not Hope College, but the mission.
Yeah, it was just like I was getting dropped off as a freshman, but at the men's mission.
Yeah, that
really
would be
awesome,
a kind
though.
Of a fun, a different experience for
a little
mom.
Little different.
Yeah, for mom.
Yeah.
So really bold. Mm-hmm. Sounded like it was a great experience.
Yeah, definitely. God showed up in a lot of awesome
and
ways.
And met a lot of believing men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once I learned there, so the third floor of the mission is an intensive discipleship program where the guys basically like, hey, sign me up. And they're in Bible studies and like their program like 24/7. So like those guys are just super solid Christians. And a lot of them are like new Christians. And just spending time with them is really powerful.
So you grew. So here you're giving.
Oh, definitely.
And then you grow.
A lot of personal growth comes from that.
Yep. That's neat. Anything else you want to talk about besides the serving part, what you learned out of that?
Besides what I actually learned from being in Newark, which is just like speaking boldly about my faith and just how to create relationships with people who might seem like totally different than I am, what the Lord really used the trip in my life for was to create Christian community. Like before this trip, I didn't really know many upperclassmen. And out of this trip, like I knew a bunch of upperclassmen who just really started loving on me and like really encouraging me to grow closer with my relationship with Jesus. And like without them, I never would have like seen myself leading Bible studies on campus or becoming part of the crew leadership team. So it was really powerful
in
that way.
So that's really cool. Mm-hmm. Do you think you go on a trip this spring break? What do you think?
I'm actually leading the exact same trip to Newark this year. I'm super pumped to see what God has in store. And there's actually a couple spots left on there. So those should be the first ones to fill up now.
Yep. We want you right after this, Joey's trip.
There we go.
Promise you it will be amazing. Okay, well, I think if I was sitting out there, what you've shared, it would make me want to sign up.
There we go.
Okay, so I'm counting on it. And how many leaders are out here? Could you like say woohoo? Or you know what? I'm going to do this. Stand up. I'm going to have you stand up.
Leaders.
Okay.
There we go.
See, look at this. Because part of doing these trips, it's relational, and that's what we're hearing. We're hearing from a just an impactful you know, justice, it makes a difference when you get to know people. And then relationally, you get to, you just build
that. That's how the Lord works in our world, just relationships.
Yep. So if you see somebody and you know somebody or know Joey, man, we want it to be relational too. Mm-hmm. So it's there's a lot of power in that.
Definitely.
So, okay, your story is very impacting. Mm-hmm. I'm drawn to it. But what else could you say? Let's say somebody's on the border.
Couple reasons, people should sign up for immersion trips. You get to go on a road trip with like 10 to 15 other Hope College students. Mm-hmm. It's a guaranteed good time.
Yep.
I can guarantee it's going to be more fun than just hanging out at your childhood house. My freshman year, I basically waited for my brother and sister to get done with high school so I could tease them that I didn't have homework and that they did. So, yeah. Finally, there we go. That's the life I lead. But if you're a freshman or a sophomore, it's a really awesome way to meet upperclassmen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm thinking about that van ride. I have some trips that have maybe like 8 women and there's 12 spots. If I were you a guy, would be an awesome
Stack the deck.
Opportunity.
I mean, there we are.
Because there is already one male leader, and I don't know if he should be with all those women.
There we go.
You know, that may be a good situation, too. But we would love, I'm just calling out to some men to step up. One of the things, when I took this job, people were saying, oh, you're going to have a hard time getting male leaders. I'm telling you, I did not. People like Joey stepped up. You will have amazing student leaders. And it's a student-led trip, mm-hmm. which is, you know, you guys have so much to offer. And you get to be part of that. So I want you to sign up. It is grow.hope.edu. There is different descriptions. Tonight at the Keppel House, we have 2 international trips. One's to Brazil. It's a medical trip. The other one is to Mexico. It's a border trip. Amazing. So if you want to know more, 6:30 tonight at Keppel, come and we will talk about that. Thank you so much. Go in peace.